Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And I'm joined on the line now by Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're writing today that the return of the Dáil for the latest term was a bit flat. Were they not all pumped for the new session?
Yeah, well, maybe I was getting myself a little too excited the night before. But yeah, when it finally came back after more than 2 months off, of course, and with a lot of issues to discuss and with an election on the horizon and a budget on the horizon, I would have thought there would have been a little bit more fireworks. But it did feel that maybe the politicians spent too much time canvassing over the summer months and they weren't as rested up as they were. And maybe their minds are elsewhere with preparations ongoing in every party and with individual TDs who are independents getting ready for the election. And it felt a little bit that the focus wasn't on the parliament as such. That's not to say that there wasn't important issues raised. There was very important issues around scoliosis, around the recent abuses in the church-led schools and other issues. But even later in the day, when it came to the Apple tax debate, there wasn't many people in the chamber and it just all felt a little forced and people just going through the motions.
So you got the sense then, and we have to remember we're in ploughing championship week as well, that there were places to be
that
and
too,
people
yeah.
to talk to this week.
Yeah, that's it. Like because the way these things normally work, you have the thinking stage before the Dáil comes back, and that was the last couple of weeks. And then when it is in the October months, it goes into the ploughing, and the Taoiseach is down there today. He was down there the other day, the same with the other party leaders. There was announcements left, right and centre. And I suppose it was good weather this year down the plough, so it was a more of attractive venue than sitting in the darkness of Leinster House, perhaps.
Now, you mentioned the Apple tax windfall, and it does look like now that there's consensus emerging between the coalition leaders at least about how it should be spent. So what's been said?
Yeah, the leaders met there on Tuesday night with the finance minister Jack Chambers and public expenditure minister Pascal Donoghue to discuss what to do with this windfall that they didn't really want, but now they have to deal with. And it seems that there is a consensus and an agreement in principle that the money will be spent on infrastructure projects, on roads, on housing, on waterworks and things like that. There's the Greens obviously want a little bit more focus on public transport, and the other parties want some of the issues around roads, new motorways and repairs, of course, as well, to be addressed. And we'll find out more about that on Budget Day. Simon Harris told his parliamentary party last night that he expects some sort of outline on how the state will spend that $13 billion on October 1st.
Mm. And we know the opposition say, look, it's not your job to spend this money. It'll be up to the next government. But even within the government parties, I'm sure there are backbenchers who'll be thinking, I can think of lots of ways to spend this in my constituency, especially given the fact that the clock is ticking on the election date.
Yeah, it's the political equivalent of sitting around wondering what would you do if you won the Euro Millions. And we've heard a few different proposals. I believe there was one yesterday of a bullet train between Kerry and Dublin.
Right.
I'm sure TDs and a lot of different rural constituencies would like bullet trains. But I don't know how many bullet trains $13 billion actually get you. It'd be nice to just get
one would do.
The city would be a start.
It would. But listen, competing interests, Philip, yeah. Competing interests. You have another story today in the paper, in the Irish Independent, about working asylum seekers, that they could be asked to make contributions, you say, of up to €238 a week for their accommodation. Now, is that another issue that the government believes needs to be dealt with before an election happens?
Yeah, look, this is an ongoing issue that the government have been dealing with, and this is the latest part of it, that they tasked the senior officials, the civil servants across various departments to come up with ideas on how to address this influx and how to address the cost of it, how to address the accommodation side of it. And one of the things they proposed, which strangely, and the thing that stuck out for me, is that there were rules and legislations agreed by the government in 2018 under the European Communities Regulation regulations, which was essentially an EU directive being superimposed into our own legislation, which allows governments throughout Europe charge or seek contributions from asylum seekers if they are working. And it would be a sliding scale. So if someone is earning between 97 euros and 150 a week, they'd be charged 15 euros contribution for their stay. They would be if they are staying in state accommodation. And that can increase to as much as 238 euro a week if the person is earning above 600 euros a week. And I think there are some in government who've been taken aback. They're going, why didn't we hear about this a little bit sooner? You know, this has been sitting here on the statute books for the last 6 years, and it could have been used in two fronts, to use as a potentially a deterrent for people who come in here thinking that Ireland's a soft touch when it comes to immigration, or just asking people to make a contribution back after they've received quite a lot from the state after they've arrived here. Mm-hmm. And there are other ways, there are other issues being looked at as well around perhaps charging people for the food they receive when they're in these accommodations, or even the Wi-Fi service that they get for free. And it's all part of this thing to how to address this issue that seems to have exploded in the government's face over the last couple of years.
So, I mean, you mentioned this has been flagged in the past. It's been around for a while. There seems to be more emphasis on it now. So where does it go from here?
The Taoiseach has told us last week when he was at his think-in there with Fine Gael that he plans to have introduced some changes in the coming weeks. We've seen changes over the recent months, whether it be around the payments given to asylum seekers. So it's not so long ago that the government pulled this payment that was being given to asylum seekers who were actually working, who had jobs, and they were still getting welfare off the state. And there's obviously been a reduction in on a separate side, the refugees from Ukraine, they had their supports reduced too. It's an ongoing work. I think we'll see something in the coming weeks. I don't know that it'll be directly part of the budget. I'm not sure it's a budget measure as such. I wouldn't suggest it'll be a huge revenue raising measure either. Mm-hmm. So it's more about that the immigration issue, that how to address that and how to make it a fairer system and more legally binding as well.
Let's talk about another announcement now, which might be more divisive and it's attracting strong criticism from Sinn Féin, from Piers Doherty. This is the one where Finance Minister Jack Chambers is planning to significantly increase the threshold for tax relief on pensions. And we know this stemmed from an issue with recruiting senior Gardaí. But first of all, tell us what's happening in this regard, Philip.
Yeah, so at present, you're entitled to tax relief on your pension contributions when you're making them, whether you are a public sector worker or a private sector worker. This is something that's been in place for many, many years. There is a cap, though, on how much you can put into that pension pot tax-free. And at present, as we speak, it's 2 million euros. That's as much as you can save up in your pension plan without being hit with what becomes a 40% tax rate on anything over that. That figure was higher in the past, but was reduced to 2 million during the recession, during the austerity years. Now, the government has decided to increase that and increase it incrementally. So the cap, that 2 million figure, will increase by 200,000 euros each year for the next 4 years, bringing it up to 2.8 million euros. Which, you have to say, if you have that type of pension pot tax-free after you've finished your job or you've finished working, it's not a bad few quid to have there in your back pocket. And as Piers Doherty pointed out in Sinn Féin, it's not everybody's going to be able to save that up. I think it's fair to say if you've got to that level, you have what will be described as a gold-plated pension, again, private or public sector. It's a big pot. The government did seem a little bit nervous about announcing this one. Jack Chambers did come out and announce it on his own. It was a bit out of the blue. I don't think there was some demands for it, like you said, with the issue with filling the upper ranks of an Garda Síochána. And I'd say it also translates to other parts of the public service as well. And where people are thinking, well, am I going to take this promotion? And it actually ends up costing me money in the long run. Mm-hmm. But look, it's in there now. It'll be a big deal to some. And for others, it won't mean a single thing.
Yep.
It'll only mean they're paying more taxes.
Well, that's Piers Doherty. Point now, opinion polls, like, they're a snapshot in time and we always take them as such, but the Irish Times is telling us today that support for Fine Gael has reached its highest point in 3 years. It is in the gift of the Taoiseach Simon Harris to call the election. Do you think those figures might sway him if he hasn't already made his mind up?
Yeah, unless he's been greedy and he thinks he can get even higher up in the polls. I don't know. It is quite a standout poll result for Fine Gael and both for Sinn Féin as well, where there does seem to be a continued slide in popularity for the party, along with their leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. And that is quite noticeable in the fact that Mary Lou MacDonald has been very prominent in the media, out doing press conferences, going on various shows on RTE and elsewhere. In the years I've been working in politics, I haven't seen the Sinn Féin leader out as prominently as she has been. And you would suspect that would be a worry for the party if she is being so prominent and then the poll results are going down. The Taoiseach's it appears that he's still in the honeymoon period, it looks like anyway. 17% of his own personal approval rating increase, excuse me, would be something that he'd be happy about. And you would wonder, when you're in the middle of this, and other political leaders will easily tell you that the tide can turn quite easily and suddenly your polls are dropping. So maybe you should just strike when the iron's hot.
Well, we'll see. We'll know soon enough, Philip. Thank you so much. Philip Ryan there, political editor with the Irish Independent. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.